best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of more days of some pretty decent weather before the next storm system arrives. Today, sunshine and warmer with a high temperature up around 80. Just about a perfect day. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
morning, guys. Welcome back in the News and Views. It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to 12. Carolyn's here answering the phones. The phone line's brought to you, of course, by Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard, 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Interesting discussion towards the end of last hour with the treasurer. I keep calling him commissioner. Treasurer. John McMillan. You got to have a cool title, though.
And he was the commissioner for 8 years, so it's kind of, you know, it's like when you're still running 2018 on checks or whatever. I mean, if you write checks.
I still write like 1998 on checks.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I remember writing checks to the Winn-Dixie on College Street in Auburn. That's the last time I really wrote checks.
Yeah.
Then the debit card came out. I was like, I'll use that.
Yeah.
It's easy. I remember actually when the debit card came out thinking, this is never going to take off. No one's going to want to just use a card all the time. We weighed in earlier on what was happening in Paris with Notre Dame. I, having never been to Notre Dame, did not have a cool or witty Facebook update yesterday like everybody else did.
Me either.
And I also don't get... I mean, things happen. Bad things happen. I mean, Notre Dame's a cool thing. I thought you had the hottest take of all. Notre Dame usually collapses in bowl season.
Ouch. Oof.
Ugh. I got a cool story here at Zero Hedge that had updates. I printed it at update 11, but it was updates all along the way through the middle of the night because, you know, I'm asleep during the early morning hours over there. And so it was fascinating to jump up, wake up, and then be able to go through the story as it happened in one place instead of trying to find all this. I think your take was probably the hottest so far in that it was kind of a dump until the last couple hundred years. And then they made it into a spectacle, something absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Well, but apparently it's all like inside and all that. Like there's a reason that they were doing renovations.
Yeah.
Because it's not in great shape.
Yeah. How long have these renovations been going on?
I think they said they started them in 2016. I think there's an American... It's basically headed by an American construction firm, too.
Well. I'll say this. I saw on Fox News a little bit ago, they said the construction could take decades to repair. That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
I mean, I think with modern technology, couldn't we build the whole thing in a couple years? I mean, they built stadiums in a couple years. They're pretty fancy.
It probably has to do with this would be total speculation, but like the weight of certain things that they would want to use that are modern versus the integrity of the entire 1,000-year-old structure.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I guess. So
I think the thing is like you got to be gentle.
I think it's symbolic of what's going on in Europe, though.
Well, and don't you think that's why it was such a... I mean, that has a lot to do with why it was such a, you know, such a big story, such a galvanizing story. People, you know, a lot of people have been there. A lot of people kind of think that about Europe, too, so...
Well, I mean, I would guess the second most famous church on Earth behind... I don't know. St. Peter's? I mean... I don't know. Maybe St. John Lateran second, and then Notre Dame, or Notre Dame. Call it Notre Dame in America because of the college, obviously. I guess it's the second, maybe third most famous church in the world.
What's the one in Istanbul?
The Hagia Sophia?
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, isn't that a mosque now, or is it still a church? Or did they make a museum out of it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think... That's a good question. I don't know what happened to the Hagia Sophia. It's a former Greek Orthodox Christian patriarchal cathedral, later an Ottoman imperial mosque, and now a museum in Istanbul, Turkey. So, yeah, I don't think... It's built in 537.
Pardon my ignorance. Is St. Peter's the same as the 16th Chapel?
The Sistine Chapel is...
It's inside, right?
16th Chapel. Someone said drop a sprinkler in this time.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, the lot because of relics.
Like, well, because like right, if it had a sprinkler system, guess what? All the stuff that was inside that we're all cheering that they cleared, ruined. All that gets ruined.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like if you have a small structural fire, the water does more damage than the fire. Think about it. If you have a hole in your roof, and they're trying to put it out, and they save most of your house, but they dumped 80,000 gallons of water into your living room.
Yeah, everything you own is toast. That's a good point. I don't know. A lot of new houses are being built with sprinklers. I think that's obscene. It's a little overboard.
I don't know.
I don't know how much that adds to the cost. I hope that somebody's gotten to Emmanuel Macron and told him, you may not build Notre Dame immediately in a way consistent with our modern diverse nation, as he said yesterday. But anyway.
What he really means is he's going to use foreign contractors again.
Or, I mean, I'm afraid they're going to turn it into a dadgum mosque. Or like, do you ever watch Lost, the show Lost?
No.
Did you watch it, Karen?
I mean, I'm familiar with, like, the concept.
Well, I loved it. I was totally eaten up with it. I was on the Lost wiki page at the end of every episode trying to find hidden meanings and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I realized at the end of it was there was no meaning to any of it. And for those who haven't seen it, turn your radio off if you plan on watching it. But it ends in basically showing these guys are in some sort of ecumenical purgatory. And it's just, they walk past stained glass. There's like some Buddhist symbols and some Hindu symbols and Christian symbols and Muslim symbols. And it's like, oh, we're just one big happy world. And, you know, I hope they don't turn Notre Dame into another Hagia Sophia or Dome of the Rock, where it becomes another religious symbol of another religion or some sort of museum. It's too sacred for humanity to lock it up as a Catholic cathedral. We have to be more inclusive and diverse and willing to let everybody in. And I will remind people, diversity has nothing to do with skin color. It's everything to do with thought. And this modern version of diversity where if we have a black liberal and a white liberal and a Hispanic liberal and an Asian liberal, then we have diversity on our faculty. No, you don't. You have liberalism on your faculty. Conservatism is not represented. And that's sort of the danger. There's no difference between black people and white people. It's the thought. And that's the most terrifying part of it. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Who is this?
Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Back to your sprinkler systems.
Yes, sir.
So I live in Millbrook, and the city of Millbrook forced me, because I live 500 feet away from a fire hydrant, they forced me to put a sprinkler system into a new construction house at the cost of $6,500, to answer your question.
You know what I would have done?
What's that?
Move somewhere else. There's a point at which government interference is not worth it. I would have sold the lot and moved somewhere else.
I agree.
And I would tell people, if that's the standard in Millbrook, and I don't know, maybe that's the standard in Montgomery, but if that's the standard in Millbrook, I would caution people not to move to Millbrook. That is government interference run amok.
The other option was for me to run a 5-mile water main to my property and give it to them so that they can maintain it at the cost of about $20,000.
I would move. I would never live in Millbrook. Not under those conditions. Thank you. I'm not kidding. I absolutely would 100% not live in. I that would make my decision. And I think Al Kelly's probably a nice guy, mayor of Millbrook over there. They got a nice police department, which is better than Pike Road, frankly, because
you don't have one.
We don't have a police department. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about how, I can't say who, but I don't want his job to be in jeopardy. But he was talking about how, you know, rooftop development is just not enough to support Pike Road. They have to have retail. And I said, well, you have to get a police department then, because nobody's going to put in major retail. I mean, CVS might go in without a police department. They did. Dollar General without a police department. But Walmart's not. You know why? Because the sheriff's department is not obligated to be out in Pike Road. They might have a gentleman's agreement that, we'll circle through Pike Road every now and then. And they do a great job. Sheriff Cunningham and Kevin Murphy and that crew over there, they do a great job patrolling Pike Road. But they're not obligated to. They don't have to put cars in Pike Road. And for that reason, you're never going to have you're never going to have a retail development in Pike Road until you get a police department. And we can't afford a police department. Maybe the 7 cent gas tax increase they just instituted is going to give us a police department. Who knows? All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. My friends at New Look Decorating, they're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. They have two designers on staff, but they also have what I call the secret weapon. They got Brett Lanham on staff. Brett Lanham is the secret weapon. They also have that double secret weapon. That is the Benjamin Moore high-quality paints that can make even a dunderhead like Baron Coleman have a good-looking paint job. Well, I hire professional trained painters over at Riley Manning Painting, but you can do it yourself at New Look Decorating. You can send your painting contractor over there. But Baron, 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 my painting contractor is going to pick my paint. He doesn't have to. You tell him where to go. You tell them to go to Benjamin Moore High Quality Paints at New Look Decorating Center, and they got their own entrance over there, and you will be on your way to having luxury paint on your walls. They also have pressure washer rentals if you want to pressure wash some concrete or something outside your house. So much going on at New Look Decorating. And I'll tell you what, there are some wallpaper coverings that really, really look sharp, and they're starting to come back. And you want to be on the cutting edge of that, then by all means, get by New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash. Talk to Brett and Brian. Talk to the designers they have on staff. You will be amazed. You'll be amazed, I promise you. I absolutely promise you. We're going to institute a new rule, Randall. One call a day. One call a day. Can't do a call every two segments. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. That's right, the Capital Oyster Bar sits right on the Alabama River, and we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf and also from the river. Well, not the Alabama River, but we got catfish, we got crawfish, that's right, good old crawfish, frog legs. I know we can find you something good to eat that don't have to be from the Gulf. Also cook up those beautiful, beautiful ribeye steaks. Good old hamburger. No, we got that steamer. We steam those royal red shrimp, those shrimp from Argentina, those oysters Rockefeller. I know you're getting hungry. Let's talk about good times on the river. We got pontoon boats you can rent. That's right. And all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. You don't have to have a boating license to rent, so we can fix you up with a good time on the river. And some more news, we'll be closed Sunday. That's right. Easter Sunday, we'll be shut down so everybody can spend time with their families. And happy Easter to everybody, and we hope to see you soon, and come hungry.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Jumping that paddle wheel, bumping black water, keep rolling.
Yeah, 22 minutes after, 21 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Excuse me.
Don't mean to age everybody by a minute. You grew a gray hair thinking it was 22 after. I apologize. The Goodson Group, man, you talk about real estate in the River Region, you think of Bo Goodson, 551-0225, 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Real estate sales, management, real estate classes, Bo Goodson can handle anything and everything. All you got to do is get him on the horn, 551-0225, 551-0225. Bo Goodson has, for more than 40 years, been the real estate guru in this area. That's why he got into running the classes, and that's why he has such a high pass rate. Really, really quality people running through his classes, by the way. And he's got a very, very talented staff. Very talented staff. So if you call 551-0225 and you talk to his staff, you'll say, wow, I didn't realize how talented they were. Guys, if you're buying a house new to the River Region, you've been renting, you can rent from Bo Goodson. You can buy from Bo Goodson. You can sell your house with Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson will take care of everything. Take care of everything. He's a master real estate guy. Runs a great, great operation over there at the Goodson Group. Their website is top-notch. It's phenomenal, thegoodsongroup.com. You can shop for houses on the website. You can also, I think, take their real estate school right there on the website. Very, very fascinating how you can do all that. 551-0225. 551-0225, or check them out online, thegoodsongroup.com. I have a poll. I have a poll. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Guess who is leading the Republican primary poll to replace Doug Jones?
Does it rhyme with Yale Bloor?
It
kind of.
It rhymes with Yoy Bloor.
There you go.
Yoy Bloor. Starts with R and ends with Oy Moore.
There you go.
Roy Moore is top of the ticket in a poll that included Bradley Byrne, Mo Brook, Gary Palmer, Del Marsh. 27% of participants said they would support Moore as the nominee. You know, had Luther Strange not been appointed to that seat, Governor Robert Bentley appointed anyone but Luther Strange?
Mm-hmm.
Luther Strange.
None of this happened.
Luther Strange would be the United States Senator from Alabama for the next 25 years. That's just a fact. The fact that he got the appointment destroyed his ability to get the job.
Actually.
You got a hotter take than that?
No, I don't have a hotter take than that. But what I do think is that what, if I had been, now, so it's almost impossible. Like, if that's your dream job, and let's face it, being a U.S. Senator is a pretty good job.
It is my dream job.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the only job in elected politics that I would ever want, and I would have to get it by appointment because I wouldn't run.
Right.
I might run for re-election as an incumbent. But I think that the step in there is that he almost would have had to heel turn on Bentley. And when Bentley tried to give him the appointment, come out to the thing and be like, I can't accept this. This is corrupt.
It's 100%.
You've tried to corrupt me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. But he'd do it Luther while.
He'd talk like this.
Yeah.
He'd say, Governor Bentley tried to appoint me to this.
And the reason I say that is that he would need some kind of galvanizing event to...
Well, he doesn't have enough energy to be... He makes low-energy Jeb look hyper.
Right. And then the governor didn't do him any favors by moving the election up.
No, he destroyed his chance to win by moving the election up. Or she destroyed his chance to win. If anyone wonders why we have a Democrat senator, it's Kay Ivey. And I don't hate Kay Ivey. I like Kay Ivey. But that was a huge blunder. You're allowed to make blunders and still be a good governor. That was the biggest blunder to date that she's made.
Unless it will have its intended effect.
Which is to get someone other than Luther Strange in there?
Correct. And, you know, if you have...
She's playing the long game?
If you have a Democrat for, you know, 2 years for an interregnum, then, you know, it's not... Not the end of the world. Republicans still have a majority, right?
I think Bradley Byrne is not going to win this race.
What's he at?
13.
So what that means is that some of the people in his district are for him.
Considering he's the only one who's actually announced, to have 87% of people not willing to say they're for the only candidate who's announced is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really bad. I know there are people trying to prop him up because they feel like he got a raw deal in 2010. But he got a raw deal in 2010 because he's a bad candidate.
Well, that's actually right at his... That's the people in his district.
Yeah, about 1/7.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone in Montgomery is going to vote for Bradley Byrne?
But not like a vast majority of them.
Elitists?
I'd say that I mean, I might know some folks that, like, you know, are donating to him, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, they're doing it for sheer practical purposes. Correct. Nobody's a burner.
Right.
Nobody's a burner. Nobody's freaking out about Bradley Byrne. He doesn't melt the crowd when he walks in. Nobody's like burner bust.
He's not setting the woods on fire out there, Byrne?
or the cathedral on fire.
That's right.
No. Bradley Byrne is boring. He's fine. He was here the other day. We talked to him for a minute. He's boring.
I know, and you know...
He's establishment, he's vanilla. He's a pretty good congressman from that district, because that's a boring establishment vanilla district.
So I was going to say, the sad part about it is that... So, like, I'll give you a hot take. That's what you need. Like, those are the... Because what you need is somebody who will get the job done and not somebody who will grandstand all the time. You know?
I think you need one of each. I think Alabama had a great delegation.
We do.
Jeff Sessions had never been the Attorney General. I wish Sessions... Because we had a populist, barn burner... set the woods on fire, junior senator, and we had an establishment, I don't care what you say about me, I'm doing the job Alabama needs, whether you like it or not, establishment Republican senior senator. That's a great combo. That's a great, great combo.
Especially if they work together.
Yeah, but you can always get an establishment guy later. You kind of get the barn burner when you have a chance.
You used to be able to do that. Well, you know, it remains to be seen if you can still do it.
Well, that's true. In the age of populism, maybe not. But Bradley Byrne, this is one of only two announced contenders. Who's the other one?
Is there some total rando?
Probably. But the two big headline, I mean, the big headline numbers, the top line numbers here are Roy Moore at 27, Bradley Byrne at 13. Mo Brooks is the other one, 18%.
Huh.
But has he announced?
I don't know.
Bradley Byrne is trailing two people who have not announced. That's how flawed of a candidate Bradley Byrne is.
Well, either that or one of them has built-in name ID, Roy Moore. The other one sort of saddles two congressional districts, which is Brooks, because Huntsville, you know, with the way that is.
Yeah.
And... He hasn't spent any money on persuasion.
Brooks had a bad campaign last time, but he's not a terrible candidate. He just had a bad campaign.
Could have had a much, much better campaign.
Yeah. I don't know who he hired, but it was terrible.
Some schmuck out of Michigan.
Well, he needs to hire some schmuck out of Montgomery.
Right?
But, I mean, he just had a bad, bad campaign.
I think that if Moore stays out, which I think he probably will, although I don't have any firsthand knowledge, it'd be interesting to see what's Palmer at?
It says he's in single digits. Yeah. It says Gary Palmer in the teens and State Senator Del Marsh in single digits.
Yeah, I mean, which is to be expected because they represent, you know, they represent a smaller part of the state, and so they naturally have less built-in name ID. That's really all this is.
Yeah, just a name ID poll. Del Marsh, I think we polled this race and had Del Marsh at like 6 or 4.
Yeah, that's two years ago. Yeah, that's a hard jump
from state senate to
U.S. Yeah,
it would cost him $5 million,
right,
to get there.
Well, yeah, or more.
Yeah, and I don't know that he can do it. There's some other cool things in here, though. If you're just going to go outside of the top line numbers, there's some other really cool results in here. Only 4% of those polled did not recognize Moore's name. That is 96% name ID among Republican primary voters.
And what, a third of them?
46 did not recognize Bradley Byrne's name.
Right.
46% of Republican primary voters. 57% said they did not recognize Del Marsh's name, which just means that 43% are lying. Because there's no way 43% of Alabama Republican primary voters know Del Marsh is. 20% didn't recognize Mo Brooks. So he has better name ID than everybody except Roy Moore. 34% of Republicans had a favorable opinion of Moore, 29% unfavorable, which is lower than I thought.
Yeah. But with that plus his name ID, that's basically his cap.
Yeah, he's a player. But he's a player. He's a runoff.
Yeah, he can get into a runoff. And then in a runoff, because the way the electorate is...
Anything can happen. Let's see here. 46%. Of women said they would vote to reelect Jones. 42% of women said they would vote to replace him. 70% of white voters said they would vote to replace Jones.
Yeah.
84% of black voters said they'd vote to reelect him. So there's some cool numbers down the line in there.
Yeah, and nobody's dropped, you know, $5 million of negatives on his head yet either.
They will.
Oh, I know. That's what I said, yet.
I can assure you they will. I can
assure you that.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Call her today, man. She can get you in a house if you're renting. Stop paying someone else's mortgage. Pay your own. Get your own home equity. If you need to refinance, by all means, 567-4223. Call her today if you need to refinance. 567-4223. And if you, you know, if you want to talk to her about buying a house in the future, man, she loves doing that. Check her out on the web, alahomemortgage.com. Fill out your whole application online, the Blink link. Don't even have to talk on the phone. She'll just call you back and tell you what kind of deal you can get. It's fantastic. 567-4223, her NMLS number 1586368, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, an equal housing lender. I promise to clear my throat during this break.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
In global economy, Roku stock is rallying up more than 3%. Analysts at Needham say Roku will benefit in a big way from the Disney Plus streaming service. It sells video streaming hardware and licenses its operating system to TV makers, which enables users to watch content over the internet. Daimler, the parent company of Mercedes, is getting ready to make an electric, compact sport utility vehicle. It'll be called the Mercedes EQB. It'll launch in 2021. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of more days of some pretty decent weather before the next storm system arrives. Today, sunshine and warmer with a high temperature up around 80. Just about a perfect day. Not as cool tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Did I see that it was Tuscan chicken at Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
Sunrise.
Is that what I saw?
Yeah.
I sworn that's what I saw. Tuscan chicken, the special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week. Woo! If you're into bird, they got a dynamite one. Sauteed chicken with spinach and sun-dried tomatoes in an Italian cream sauce over linguine, and I've seen a picture of it. It's got a little of that Parmesan and parsley on top of it. Mm. Ooh, Nelly comes with a couple of breadsticks in there. Guys, you can pair that with a salad for $9. Guess where I'm going for lunch today, Carolyn? Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Probably going to get the shrimp a la mode. But if I ate chicken, I would get that Tuscan chicken. If they would, you know. I recommend everybody get it. It's fantastic. The pizzas over there are top-notch. Absolutely spectacular. Guys, they have award-winning pizza pies over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And the cannoli. Get the cannoli. It's got the confectioner's sugar shaken over top of it. It's got the miniature chocolate chips all over the plate with a little chocolate sauce drizzled all over the cannoli. It's got that perfect cream center, just sweetened enough, with a little hint of cinnamon, a little hint of amaretto. I'll be honest with you, it's dynamite. It's dynamite. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has great sandwiches as well. I don't know if you ever had the Italian sandwich or the Gump sandwich or the ham sandwich or the Triple Stack Club. They've got amazing, amazing sandwiches over there. And, of course, the pasta specials, just outstanding. The home run dish, in my opinion, the dish that sets Midtown Pizza Kitchen apart, in my opinion, if you're going with a non-pizza signature item over there.
Lasagna.
It's the lasagna. It's the lasagna. It's the greatest lasagna in the history of mankind, except my mom's. Wink, wink. It's fantastic.
He's lying, Joyce.
That's okay. It's okay. Everyone knows I am except my mom. It's fantastic. The lasagna is creamy. It's rich. It's delicious. It's filling. And they got it at the lunch special as well for $9 with a salad. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, joined by one Ocho Cuatro.
Hello, fellows.
Hello. Carolyn's here shagging phones on the Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard telephone line. Cranky?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How are you, sir?
Doing good. Hey, if you thought previously, you know, dealing with getting a building permit and construction and inspections was a nightmare, you know, it's only going to get worse. I heard the caller a while ago talking about the situation with the sprinkler system in Millbrook and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Montgomery has subjected itself, or they have bowed down, and they are under the international building codes standards.
Been for a while.
Have been since like 2006.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, I understand that, but I'm like, why on earth would that have ever been done?
I can tell you why that was done. That was part of a deal. Here's the thing about government. Government gives money away, and it's like crack. They give you a little piece of crack, and then
the first hit's for free.
That's right. Your Honorable President George W. Bush signed into law the Energy Recovery Act. And as a part of the Energy Recovery Act, you had to, and I believe 49 states, save South Carolina, bought into that, and they took money. There was a back in 6, 7, 8, you could get these big rebates when you put air conditioning in that was highly efficient. And boy, you get $1,500 back that pays for the upgrade and even beyond. And everybody hoard themselves out and got a hold to it. And then it's just the way that they love to do this stuff. That started in 6, and then in 10, you had to fall under the International Building Code so we could be more like the world. So that's where that crap comes from, Cranky.
You know, unbelievable. But 84, I do have to take exception to what you said. You know that they hoard themselves out. We don't have whores here in Alabama because that would be wrong or immoral. our current governor and our previous governor had discussed with his wife and his mistress, and that whores were immoral. So I have to disagree with you, sir, but, you know, I still respect you, and I think you're a great guy.
Point taken, Cranky.
Low blow. Let it go, people. Let it go. Robert Bentley is gone. He's been gone. I think Robert Bentley's probably been redeemed by now in the public eye. My opinion. Could he win the Senate race?
I don't think so. I mean, unless he would do what he did last time and drop a lot of his own money into it.
What if he made the runoff with Roy Moore?
Good God.
How?
Does he win?
I believe that's what they call the nightmare situation.
For the Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
How did he win as governor?
If he's in the runoff with Roy Moore, who do you vote for?
Dabe.
See what I'm saying?
Have you swallowed your tongue?
I don't answer hypotheticals.
I was called here to testify about what I do know, not what I might know.
Yeah.
That really is a good question, though.
That's a legitimate hypothetical.
Hey, look, stranger things have happened.
Hey, you just said it, and I've said it before. Roy Moore's got 26-27%, period, end of story, all day, every day. He could run for freaking Pope, and
easy.
The bishops will be over there, 27% of them. I kind of like that Moore cat.
Easy. Easy.
Fire up the pot.
What does that mean?
Well, you got to make the white smoke from something.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a different kind of pot. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, national poll. I talked about the state poll. I have a national poll showing that of the 20 announced candidates for president on the Democratic side, which is bizarre, by the way. Do you know who's first? It's been Joe Biden the whole time.
But now?
It is?
Senator Cat Hair.
Bernie. What if we could conflate Bernie Sanders and Bradley Byrne? What if we could make it so that people assumed Bradley Byrne was Bernie Sanders?
Just start calling him Bernie?
Yeah.
Bradley Bernie.
Photoshop a little cat in that picture of him with the...
They have the same color hair.
We haven't banged that monkey enough for everybody to understand why I say that. Because Bernie, like, just look at any picture of him. He looks like a crazy person, super disheveled. And if you got up close to him, he'd be covered in cat hair because he has, like, 40 cats. I think he probably had... You know what, Carolyn? You want to know why he talks so crazy? He has that disease that you get. You know, cats have this parasite that makes you go nuts.
What's that called? What's the cat parasite? Oh, my gosh. I know this. And pregnant women
yes,
get it?
Cat scratch fever.
Different fever.
That's a song.
Toxoplasmosis.
Yeah.
Toxoplasmosis. You're the best audience.
I'm just saying.
It's a protozoan parasite carried by cats. Can infect people. So you think Bernie has toxoplasmosis?
I'm not counting it out.
Well, you'd have to be crazy to espouse the things he espouses.
And to have that many cats.
This is a nightmare scenario for Democrats. They're trying to tank Joe Biden, and he's at 24%. Bernie Sanders will completely nuke the entire Democratic Party, and he's at 29%. More than half of their party is going for a creepy child molester or a communist.
Well, the other part about Bernie is...
That's your Democrat Party.
Not a Democrat.
No, he's not.
And I don't know why they let him run.
They shouldn't.
I wouldn't if I was them.
I wouldn't either. I would say, no, you refuse to run as a Democrat in Vermont. Why are you running as a Democrat in...
Because it doesn't get you anything. Because all those people remember last time that, what's his name, when Hillary beat him out, like, a lot of her people, like, stayed home. I mean, a lot of his people stayed home. There was the phenomenon of people that said that they voted for Bernie in the, you know, in the primary, but then voted for Trump. I don't see what they get out of it, because the people that aren't going to vote for who the Democrat is aren't with them whether he's a Democrat or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders 1, Joe Biden 2. They're the only people over 9%. They're at 29 and 24 respectively. Pete Buttigieg is at 9%. Beta O'Rourke is at 8%. Kamala Harris, 8%. Pocahontas, 7%.
But Baron. Yeah. What's this a poll of?
Democrat primary voters.
Where?
Nationally.
So it's worth less than the paper it's printed on?
Yes.
Means literally nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Because,
but it's fun to talk about.
Oh, I know, but like, we don't have any Iowa-level polling?
No.
New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada?
Here's the thing that ought to scare you for Democrats. As unpopular as Trump allegedly is, Biden only leads him by 6, Sanders by 3, O'Rourke by 2, Harris by 0, Buttigieg trails him by 2, and Warren trails him by 4. That ought to terrify you. At this point, an incumbent should be losing by 12 or 15. Period. Every other incumbent does. Trails by 12 or 15 in the first couple polls like this. And then they make their way back as they start spending money. Red Top.
Worse than that, 70% of Democrats think the economy is great. So they got a real problem. Of course, they have a lot of problems anyway. But, you know, two old white men running, that throws out diversity. And 70% of the Democrats think the economy is great. Things are really looking worse than I thought they would for the Democrats. How about you guys?
I think Donald Trump could win upwards of 40-plus states. He will not win California. He will not win New York. But I think almost every other state is in play.
Unfortunately for Alabama, it looks like, from what you tell me this morning, Doug Jones is going to be our next senator again.
Why is that?
Because these guys are terrible. None of them. Roy Moore is a cancer on this state. And the other ones just have no... of course, Doug Jones is negative 13 on the charisma.
What about Bradley Byrne?
I think Bradley Byrne would be great, but I don't think he has enough charisma or ideas or anything like that to really spark anybody. And when you tell me Roy Moore's in number one, I'm saying, well, hey, we're in Alabama, the same state that have elected Hal Heflin and Jeff Sessions, who are responsible for the war on drugs and mandatory sentencing and screwing the whole legal system up. So I think, unfortunately, unless somebody really good like Dick Brubaker would make a great senator, but I know he doesn't want to leave.
Wouldn't he make a great senator?
He really would.
I think he would.
So if it comes to Roy Moore or Bradley Byrne or something, I'm probably voting for Jack Campbell. Thank you, guys.
Jack would run. I mean, he's run for everything else. He's simultaneously running for mayor and a House district he doesn't live in.
That's right. When has that ever stopped anybody before?
I know. Bradley Byrne cannot win this race. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. All you people supporting Bradley Byrne, he can't win.
I don't think so. If he's this low right now, I don't see him.
What's going to cause him to go up?
Millions of dollars in advertising? Let's say $4 or $5 million in positive ads that are run by his campaign and $4 or $5 million in negative ads that are run by a super PAC?
Exactly.
That would help.
He's toast.
Didn't help when he run for governor, though.
Bradley Byrne.
Right. It hurt him because there were $6 million.
Oh, wait. That was on the other
side.
On
the other side.
Oh, that's what it was.
Hey, it was a great campaign.
Have a short-term memory, man.
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Allegedly.
That's true. It could have been anyone.
Could have been Geraldo.
Except they introduced him as legendary recording artist.
Step on my line.
Hey, I'll steal it, man.
But they did introduce him as legendary recording artist John Oates.
Have we seen him and Geraldo in the same room?
Geraldo's tall. I don't know. Actually, John Oates is a little fella. Is Geraldo taller than he is?
I mean, Geraldo, there's no way Geraldo's taller than 5'8".
Well, I'll say this. Mario Andretti's 5'7".
Right.
And he was looking straight down at the ground when John Oates walked by.
He was looking like I look at people. Like,
yes. He was like, hey, John Oates, looking down at his boots.
That is a sort of a little-known secret or whatever. All famous people, tiny.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't realize that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to say a couple of things, two different subjects. First of all, I think this crap putting all these photos on these buildings downtown is a waste. They look horrible to me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking, I'll be honest with you, but go ahead.
How much is it going to cost the city taxpayers to when it starts peeling off to get that glue and crap off these buildings?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but what's your hot take number two? They do look kind of tacky, but whatever. Go ahead.
Look terrible. And the next thing is they need to be spending more time on crime. There was a businessman who robbed he and his son last Thursday night at 9 o'clock. He went by his business, and it's right on the Atlanta Highway. And two thugs robbed him.
And how would the police have prevented that?
How would they have prevented it?
Yeah.
They could have caught him.
Well, they could have caught him after the fact, but how could they have prevented it?
Have they caught him?
Precognition.
No. Well, but I understand that. But how could they have prevented it? I mean, even if they catch him, the guy
well,
is still been
wrong. Maybe the police can't do anything about it, but something needs to be done about punishment. Punishment is crap.
Okay.
There is no punishment. They're in jail before if somebody hits your car. Hey, and they're drunk or something. They're out before you get your car fixed.
Yeah.
But
true.
This was a robbery.
Okay.
And I'm sick of it. Why would anybody?
How would the police? I'm with you. I hope the police find him. But let's take some ideas here. How would the police find him?
How would they find him?
Yeah.
I don't know. In other words, you're saying they don't need to worry about it.
No, no, no. I'm asking a question. I'm just trying to help them. They're listening. The police listen. How do we help them? How do we?
Does the business have cameras?
You tell me then.
Did they get a description? Did they get a description of the car? Did they get a partial license plate? Did they get a full license plate?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, Bob's the one that called. How do they find them?
You know what? Did you hear it on the news?
No,
but that's because I don't watch the news.
There are hundreds of little petty crimes all day, though.
Put hardly any of them in the newspaper or the television either. You don't hear much.
Mm-mm. No, news directors have to make discretionary decisions about what goes on the news and what doesn't. They only have 22 and a half minutes at night.
If you were robbed over there at your radio station at night, say you was over there to pick up your car or something,
right.
Somebody robbed you,
mm-hmm.
What did they do?
Well, ideally, they would try to find them. But I'm asking you, how can we help the police find these guys?
Well, what do you think?
You called me. I didn't call you, Bob. You called.
Well, off. I'm asking you now a question. What should they be done?
Well, Bob,
is punishment good enough?
Bob, they got you called me. You called me complaining. I'm asking you what can be done about it.
And I'm asking you, what should be
done? I'm not the one who called acting like that I knew the answer. You did.
Well,
you
I'm
said we got to do something.
Question.
I'm asking you, what do we do?
You silly-ass lawyers like you are. That has nothing to do with that. They have babies. That's all in the hell you
do. All right, bud. Oh, you were fine to you,
Kyle. Good job.
That was a fun call to you. Take a lesson from Bob.
Come in hot?
Yeah. Make fun of me for having kids, Bob. I'm trying to save this world. Sorry that you're not. Make fun of me for having kids and don't call in complaining, but have no idea what to do about it.
Well, also,
if you listen, Bob has now taken Don's role as the worst caller in talk radio because Don's had some pretty good calls lately.
He did actually redeem himself.
Don has had some
the
dynamite
last couple of calls.
Two of his last three calls have been great.
Yes, well, his last one was
last one sort
he
of fell off.
Reverted, but two steps forward, one step back, and that's fine.
I'm also pretty sure that the project downtown is supposed to like celebrate the people of the city, and I believe that it's paid for with private money.
That would be my guess as well.
Yeah, city's not spending any money on that.
But if you can't handle having someone ask you what are your thoughts, and you have to resort to dropping four letter words and criticizing the host for having kids, that's an interesting. It's been a while since I've been insulted for having kids.
You have too many kids. You can't even think about how to solve crime, Baron.
All you're doing is having kids. You must be having a ton of sex.
Bernie Sanders.
You can't even think about crime.
Way too much sex in
this. If you weren't having so much sex, you could think about crime more, you sex fiend. You and your seven kids. It's all you think about is sex. Walk through the streets.
Well?
Pop needs to get laid.
Also,
badly. But I can't think of anybody who would do it. Not with that mouth. And that intellect. My God.
I would think that Atlanta Highway would not be a great place to rob somebody.
It's hard to get out of there.
Yeah, too crowded.
Yeah.
You look for the choke points, man. Too many stoplights.
There's no Northwest Corridor to get out of there.